Chapter 12.1. Translator. Zia, editor. Zia, host, didn't you say that Yan Lanting was the most restrained person? The system asked dizzily, opening with a 100-point affection value. Where exactly is the restraint in that? Sen Jing was equally shocked by Yan Lanting's unexpectedly high affection value of 100. She turned her head, looking past the back of the other students' heads toward Yan Lanting, meeting his gaze directly. Sen Jing had looked into these eyes for many years. She had seen them express confusion or helplessness, and she had also seen them filled with anger or joy. But never had she seen his eyes so calm and repressed as they were now. At this moment, when he looked at her, he was seeing both Sen Jing and Sen Tunzhou. If the system hadn't told her his affection value was 100, Sen Jing would have thought he hated her deeply. Their exchange of glances lasted only a brief moment before Yan Lanting quickly averted his eyes. No one noticed what had just transpired, nor did anyone sense anything unusual between the two of them. Yan Lanting forced himself to pull his emotions back to the present. He knew his piano playing was terrible. Every single teacher who had ever taught him piano at the academy had tactfully suggested he'd be better off never touching the instrument again for the rest of his life. That list excluded Sen Tunzhou, though, not because she was one of his teachers, but because she had been anything but tactful. She had bluntly and brutally told him, asterisk, if you touch the piano again, I'll chop off your hands, asterisk. Her words were domineering and merciless, devoid of the kindness and amiability she had displayed when they first met. But since he had agreed to teach piano, Yan Lanting never intended to back out. After a brief self-introduction, where he mentioned his surname was Yan, he selected a student to ask about the previous instructor's teaching progress. Learning that the last instructor had just taught them a new piece, a piece he happened to have studied before, Yan Lanting recalled the sheet music and placed his hands on the strings. The students of Zheng Zan class, unaware they were teetering on the edge of disaster, were still curious about the new instructor's piano skills. They wondered if he might be even better than Mr. Liu, who had suddenly left for Jiangzhou, and they were full of anticipation. Cough, cough, cough. A soft coughing sound came from the back row, interrupting Yan Lanting's movements. He paused slightly and, under the confused gazes of the students, silently withdrew his hands from the piano. Then, under the pretext of wanting to understand each student's skill level, he had them take turns playing the piece that Mr. Liu had recently taught them. Although Yan Lanting couldn't play the piano well, he had an exceptional ear. After listening to each performance, he could pinpoint mistakes with absolute accuracy. Relying on the solid foundation he had built as a child when constantly changing music instructors and repeatedly starting from scratch, he corrected the various errors the students made while playing. Several students proficient in music, after receiving his guidance, believed he was a capable teacher, perhaps not inferior to their original instructor, Mr. Liu. While the students in the front row were playing, Bai Chushu leaned in and, using the piano music as cover, softly asked Sen Jing, why were you coughing earlier? Are you feeling unwell? Sen Jing shook her head and replied just as softly, no, it's nothing. I just choked on a gust of wind. Bai Chushu, relieved, shifted her focus to worrying about her upcoming solo performance. She always played the piano clumsily, and being asked to perform alone felt like being set up for embarrassment. She hoped the students ahead of her would take their time. Ideally, the class would end before it was her turn. Meanwhile, the system was startled by Sen Jing's earlier cough. It had assumed she was about to do something that would make Yan Lanting doubt his feelings and return the affection value of 100. If Sen Jing had known the system's thoughts, she would have told it that compared to listening to Yan Lanting play the piano, being exposed was nothing. Besides, the disguise was already gone, and putting it back on would take effort she wasn't willing to expend. She found it too exhausting. Ting, Yan Lanting, following the order of the seating, listened to each student's solo performance, slowly making his way toward Sen Jing's desk. Sen Jing, unhurried, placed her hands on the piano, deliberately hit a few wrong notes, and finished her piece. She listened to Yan Lanting point out her mistakes and, like the other students, thanked him politely. From beginning to end, the two acted like an ordinary teacher and student, showing no signs of anything unusual. Just as Yan Lanting turned away and was about to let Bai Chushu play, Sen Jing suddenly spoke softly, Mr. Yan. Yan Lanting turned back, only to see Sen Jing lowering her head as she said, the person you mentioned. She's tired, just let her rest for a while. Yan Lanting stood silent for a long moment, long enough for Bai Chushu to feel curious about the pause. Finally, he responded faintly, "All right." As his words fell, the elderly woman who had accompanied Yan Lanting to the lesson stepped into the courtyard, reminding him, "Mr. Yan, it's time for class to end." Bai Chushu was overjoyed, instantly casting aside the odd exchange between Mr. Yan and Sen Jing. The system didn't understand the exchange between its host and Yan Lanting either. Watching Yan Lanting leave the western courtyard with the elderly woman, it wondered, "His reaction is so calm. Is there a bug in the affection detection system? Having an affection value of 100 yet not breaking down in tears over someone who had seemingly returned from the dead, how could that make sense?" While the others were busy packing up, Sen Jing replied to the system as if talking to herself, "Why don't you run a self-check?" The system refused to self-check. With a full 100 affection points on the line, the system was perfectly happy to let the detection system remain broken.